Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. They serve as public stewards, volunteering their time to investigate the actions of local government agencies and ensuring your tax dollars are spent wisely. Each year, the members of Sacramento County's grand jury take on a huge responsibility of monitoring the performance of the county's many agencies, investigating complaints, compiling in-depth reports to provide solutions to improve county services and enhance the quality of life for residents. So if this sounds like a challenge you're up for, the opportunity has arrived. Sacramento County is currently accepting applications for those interested in becoming members of the grand jury. Joining us now to provide more details on the grand jury's role and responsibilities is Judge Stephen Gerviser with the Sacramento County Superior Court and the supervising judge for the grand jury. Judge Gerviser, welcome to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So there may be a couple of us who may not entirely understand what grand juries are and what they do. So let's start off with an intro 101 about what the Sacramento County does and how it serves the community.
All right. So the grand jury serves as an independent taxpayer's watchdog. So the grand jurors are empowered by statute to investigate, gather evidence, and publish reports regarding waste, abuse, and inefficiencies in local government, public agencies, or with respect to local public officials. And they can respond to citizen complaints, or they can investigate matters based upon their own exercise of their discretion. It's important to remember that this is an independent group of citizens. We're not talking about a state agency or a state bureaucrat. This is the democratic process. We have volunteers that are volunteering for a one-year period to engage in this very important process.
What do you think is most misunderstood about grand juries? Do you think sometimes they get lumped into trial juries?
Yes, they do. And I think usually if we hear in the news, we hear somebody was indicted by a grand jury. But what we do here, so that's one issue, is our grand jury work is mostly non-criminal. We're looking at different agencies that are ineffective or inefficient. For example, a water district that is not following water standard guidelines, or a city that's not following election laws. Or during COVID, the grand jury issued reports about the spending of COVID money. So they are looking mostly at government agencies, local government agencies. It could be jails, like the main jail, or RCCC, school districts, special districts, of which we have many. So the scope of authority is broad, and it's different than a regular jury, because in a regular jury, everything is in public. When you come to a trial in my department, it's open to the public, complete transparency, and jurors serve for one particular case. But for the grand jury, it's a one-year term, and everything they do is confidential until they release their report. And that way, nobody can bother them, nobody can influence them, and they can maintain their independence and anonymity until they release the report. Once they release the report, then the target of the report is required to respond.
What I found so surprising is that the grand jury, they're volunteers. They volunteer their time for this work, making sure that county agencies and the county is functioning as intended. So who are these volunteers? What kind of applicant pool are you receiving? Because it is now open for people who want to volunteer and be a part of the grand jury.
Yes. And one of the reasons I really wanted to talk to you is we want to encourage people from all our diverse neighborhoods in Sacramento County to apply, because for two reasons. One, we know that drawing from a broad cross-section of the community is a formula for better group decision-making. And two, the grand jury is the voice of the entire community, not the voice of one particular neighborhood or group. Just like if you were to see a jury render a verdict in my courtroom, if they look like Sacramento County, it commands more credibility to the public. So we want to encourage people to apply. And we have such a diverse workforce here in Sacramento County, all different public agencies. We've got retired doctors, lawyers, custodians, people that have the time, because it takes about 20 hours a week, sometimes more, especially when they're writing their report. So we have people from all over the county with a very high diversity with respect to backgrounds and education and experience. And that creates a really good pool of people to look at state, look at local government. So we get incredibly talented people.
Given that you've been a judge in the county since 2012, but you were appointed as a supervising judge for the grand jury in January of 2021, so you have at least a year under you seeing what these volunteers, what this grand jury accomplishes. What stands out to you about them?
What stands out to me is their dedication and their intellect. They really dig deep and find really interesting issues. And what really was important to me is that they're a catalyst for change. Once they release their, for example, with the water district, they released the report. The water district fired its attorney and hired new leadership. Once they released their report on the election law, the city that they were targeting complied with election law and appointed a person to the vacant city council position. So they do have an impact, and they're very dedicated. And it's just a joy to work with them, because it's nice to see people giving back to their community.
What are the requirements to be selected?
The requirements are the same for any jury service. You have to be 18 years or older. You have to be a citizen. You have to be a U.S. citizen, a citizen of Sacramento County for 1 year. And you have to have sufficient understanding of English. Those are the minimum requirements.
Given...
Can I do one plug?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that is, for folks that want to apply, you can go to your search engine and put in Sac County Grand Jury, or go to www.sacgrandjury.org. And we have a user-friendly website. And you can do two things with that. One is apply. And two, if you wish to file a complaint, you can do that anonymously through the website. And we get a lot of tips that way.
What is the application process like? I mean, it's user-friendly. You can go to the county website, and we have that link on our Insight page as well to make it easy to get to. But say if you call someone and you're interested in them becoming part of the grand jury, what is that process like? What can people expect, or what should they know?
Okay, what they should know is last year we had about 100 applications. The first thing we do is we do a background check, and then we do interviews. Every applicant is interviewed by the Grand Jury Association, and these are going to be folks that have served on the grand jury. I get the notes from the interviews, and we try to find people from various backgrounds so that they're not all retired teachers or all retirement correctional people. We narrow it down to about 40 to 50 people, and then there's a random drawing. And the random drawing is to select 19 serving jurors and 11 alternates. So it's quite a good process. We do a lot of vetting and pay close attention to people's backgrounds and experience.
Yeah, and in addition to them being volunteers, the public also plays a huge role in helping launch grand jury investigations. When should people file a complaint with the grand jury, and how can they do so?
All you need to do is go to the website, SacGrandJury.org, or just type in Sacramento County Grand Jury, or even if you go to Sacramento Superior Court, we have a banner that'll lead you right to the grand jury website, and it's very simple. Go right on there to complaints, and if you have a complaint, I would say go there today. We want the information. It's very helpful. It gives the grand jury a head start on possible problems or issues that really need some more investigation.
Judge Gerverser, thank you so much for explaining what is just such an important and significant public service. for Sacramento
County. Thank you so much for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
And that is Judge Stephen Gerviser, a Superior Court judge for Sacramento County and the supervising judge for the county's grand jury. For those interested in applying or just getting more information, we have a link set up on our Insight page. Up next, we're going to sit down with Mayor Daryl Steinberg to take a look back at 2022 and the challenges that will carry over into the new year. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.